Hello.
Hello, calling from Local Splash. We were looking to go ahead and return a missed call that we have, I believe, a few moments ago, actually.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Tell me, how can I help you?
Can you cancel my membership?
I'm sorry to hear that. I could definitely go ahead and help you with that right now. Let me go ahead and pull up the actual information, and we'll go from there, okay? 1 second. And this is for AMA Services, LLC, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, understood. Now, may I have your first name, please?
Malik.
Malik. Oh, okay, okay. I also have Anthony that's on the account, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I did find a security question. It looks like, what is the name of the city that you were born in?
Warrenton.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like I do have the correct account here. The account is good until the 30th of March. Is there any particular reason why you're looking to discontinue?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything specific that we might need to know? For example, maybe you didn't see the website. Maybe you didn't like the website, for example.
No, I just want to cancel it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and make sure I work on that for you. Now, I believe Malik did mention that he was going to be taking over the account. I'm sure that you have already spoke to him in regards to your decision to discontinue. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So I just wanted to make it clear, right, since you are paid until the 30th of March, we can make sure to keep the subscription running until then. As well, we could definitely go ahead and walk over your client dashboard, see, of course, what, let's say, is going on and possibly what can we do different. Would you have time to go into your client dashboard?
Do we have time to cancel it right now first?
Cancel it right now, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yes. So, for example, if you want to cancel it right now, we can cancel it. But since we don't offer...
Yeah, cancel it.
Understood. But since we don't offer a refund, we can use the actual remaining balance that's left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want us to use the remaining time just to confirm, right? And then from there, stop filling it.
Either way, it don't matter, for real.
Okay, I understand. Let me go ahead and make sure I have everything set up here until the 30th of March. Now, as you mentioned, that it's not worth the, I believe what you said, it wasn't worth it. Now, is it that you're not seeing your online presence, maybe, or is there anything in particular that you, maybe a reason that you're looking to cancel?
There's that. It don't pop up, and they don't do nothing. It's just something that somebody can create and put up there, and it don't respond.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So basically, the information is online.
It's like you got a Chevy dealership, and you got a pre-owned place that is just now getting up, and you're not gonna ever see it. Either way, it's just not worth it.
Okay, yeah, it definitely is necessary to see what could be causing the issues. For example, as you said, right, it's just not worth it. Well, what I'm getting out of it is that maybe you're not getting any business out of it, right? Maybe calls, is that correct?
I haven't seen one thing that Local Splash has done for me, not one.
Except for
they made a little Facebook ads. I mean,
the website also, and the Google Business Profile.
Yeah, okay. I bought that from them.
Okay. So what you did is you're paying a monthly subscription to make sure that you have an online presence, which includes the Facebook ads, right? And as you already said, right, the Google Business Profile is up. It's actually something that it is for you, of course, right? The actual website is up and running as well. We've actually even had, I believe, Anthony speak directly with our web design team to make any additional changes, right? So the website is something that can remain up for just $39 a month. This, of course, can start in about 30 days, right? Is that a route that you want to go ahead and take as well?
No, we bought that from y'all.
Can you go ahead, I'm sorry?
We bought the website from y'all.
No, unfortunately, it was not purchased. So the way it works is if you wish to purchase the domain, right, it's $99, right? I actually spoke to Anthony. Yes, Anthony spoke, called in earlier today as well. And I believe we covered the actual domain that it hasn't been purchased. Normally, you'll see a $99 charge, which is a one-time charge. And again, it's only for the domain. It's not for the actual content that's in the website, right? This means that, of course, it would just be basically blank, right? You would have to add the website to that domain.
And then what did he say after that? He don't want it, right?
He actually did not respond. He released the line, and I've been trying to reach out to him, and he hasn't responded. So, again, right, definitely, I believe, let me double-check here. Yes, yeah, unfortunately, after our last conversation, which was today, he hasn't responded. He released a call after I told him that the domain hadn't been purchased and that the Google Business Profile and the domain are separate. So the Google Business Profile is where your reviews are showing. So you won't lose that, right? Absolutely, we wouldn't do anything to ruin that or even delete it. You're actually going to stay as owner, okay? So when it comes to the website, it's a little bit different because it's not the Google Business Profile. It's basically attached to the Google Business Profile. And, again, if you wish to purchase just the domain, you would purchase
so
only the
Google,
URL.
So I still have a Google Business Profile.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. The Google Business Profile is actually, you can actually see it on Google. It has 3 reviews. Yeah, Google is requesting for another video verification. But, again, we have given, I believe, Anthony access to it. And he can log in. Yes, Anthony's the one that has access to it. It looks through the work email. So he can actually keep going on there. He can make changes. It's going to stay live. We're not going to remove it, okay? So for the website, right, that would be the main issue. As I was letting Anthony know, is that the website is something that we can continue to help you with at a much lower price, of course. This will involve the making changes to it, of course. Or, of course, if you wanted to purchase the domain, then it's a $99 charge. But, again, it's only the URL that you're purchasing.
Yeah, he had told me he bought the URL.
Yes, as I explained to him, we spoke about the purchase of the domain on the 9th of January. And I managed to go ahead and let him know what we could do for the actual website, including making changes. And we agreed that he was going to hold off on purchasing it until he spoke directly with our web design team and saw exactly what kind of changes they can make for him, right? So there was no purchase that was made. I'm looking back at the billing as well. And when we spoke back in January, I don't see any charges for the amount of $99. Again, it's a one-time charge for the actual URL, which is the domain.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Anthony. I'm sorry. Malik, I apologize. I got you a little confused there. But, yes. So, again, right, unfortunately, since Anthony released the line, I wasn't able to, give him all the information properly. You could definitely speak with him, right, get on the right page before you decide to remove the website, for example. Since it's paid up until the 30th, it's, of course, it's going to remain live. And even until that day, you can make changes. And, of course, if you have an email, Malik, that you want us to add to the Google Business Profile, maybe your personal email, I can go ahead and give you access because I don't want you to think that we're going to remove it, right? It's something that we made, and it's going to stay with you, okay?
So how the hell do I get access to Google?
Good question. So we gave Malik access by an email. So if you have access to the amaservices23@gmail.com, then you have access to it. If you feel that maybe you want to add another email, a separate email that's only yours, then we can go ahead and send you an invitation, but it has to be a Gmail.
It has to be a Gmail?
That is correct. Since it's Google, that's what they basically want, right? So if you have a Gmail, you just send it to me by text, and I could go ahead and send you the invitation right now.
I'm the one that started this whole thing.
Yeah, so the email that we had here is AMA Services.
Yeah, I gave you all his email.
Okay.
He made the email.
Oh, okay. So, again, right, we can make sure to add you. Just give me an email, send it to me by text, for example. That way we make sure that there's no mistakes on there, on my end, of course, right? So let me add your number here, and I'll send you a quick text. Give me a sec here.
My number should be in the system.
Yes, I have your phone number, but we don't have it set for text messages. I believe everything was going directly through Anthony as he requested. But since I saw you call this about 3 times from this number, I also wanted to make sure that your questions get answered, right? So I am still going to be working on reaching out to Anthony since he's the main holder of the account. But again,
no, he's not. He was just, I'm the main. He was just getting the information.
Okay, okay.
I'm the one that pays for it.
Okay. So just basically you're the owner, right?
On the card, well, whose name is on the card that gets charged?
Yes, it is under Millie Johnson.
All right. He was just running.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And dealing with y'all.
Okay, I have your number saved now. That way I can send a message. That is 4246. Okay. So I'm just going to say hello. This is Ivan with Local Splash. And you can go ahead and just reply with the email. And again, I'll send you the invitation right now.
So who does the Facebook post and all that shit?
We do have our team that does the information, including the actual Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check here if we got access. Normally, our clients tend to add us because it's the best way to do so. That way, there's no issues with gaining or giving access.
You should have access already.
Yes, yes. So I'm just making sure that you, that let's say that you added us to it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. So it works the same route, right? If for some reason you need to remove us from your Facebook account, you definitely should have the option to do so, okay?
So what if in these next 30 days I wanted y'all to post something?
If you wanted to post something?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Like in regards to ads or just a basic normal post?
Let's do ads.
The ads? Okay, the ads should be running. Let me double check here. Okay, yeah, so they're definitely running. If you log into your client dashboard, you can actually see the ads that we've created. It's a little hard for you to find the ads on Facebook yourself because we're targeting clients, right? But you should still be able to see them on the client dashboard. And you can see if people, let's say, have just a quick like on it, a heart, and it also gives you information on to what clients are using to find your information. Like target areas as well. So yeah. they will be running basically right throughout this month. I'm actually going to be calling you back. Again, I'm still trying to finish the conversation with Anthony, but you're mentioning that you're the owner, so at the end of the day, it is your decision. So I will be reaching out to people with you actually before the 30th. That way we make sure that there's no charges involved, okay?
Yeah, did you cancel them already?
Yes, of course. So with this conversation we're having today, it basically stops the future payments, right? And that means that I'll be giving you a call to confirm that there hasn't been any charges and the account is canceled properly. But I am hoping that within the next 30 days you get to see a little bit more of results, because there are times where unfortunately it can take a little bit of time to see them, but there's always something that we could do in that case, right? For example, even add time to the account, okay?
So how are we gonna see changes if I haven't seen changes in the last couple of months? I ain't seen nothing in months that I've operated.
So that's actually something that I wanted to go over with you, right? Because I can definitely see that you are getting attention on the Google Business Profile, but as you said, nothing's coming out of it, meaning that no one's calling you, right? So there are things that can be done in order to make it more attractive for clients. It could be such as small things like adding more reviews, maybe adding more images, making more posts on Google, which I already requested, by the way. So there are a few things that we can do to hopefully maybe speed up the process. It also will include the video verification to continue to make any additional changes. Okay? Now, the video verification, I believe Anthony was the one that did it last time, and that's how we got it to finally show on Google. Google is asking it to be done again just so we can continue to make additional changes. So if I'm able to reach out to Anthony, then I'll explain that to him just to do the video verification, because at the end of the day, it still needs to be verified because it's yours. It's something that they do in case we are making changes to the Google Business Profile. It's just something that they use to re-verify. But the Google Business Profile is visible on Google Maps. Right? It's just something that happens. It doesn't happen too regular, but I have seen it happen where Google just wants you to do a video verification because you're making additional changes to the account.
So what if y'all stop doing it with us and they need to
verification again. How am I supposed to know they still need it?
So Google will actually let you know that they need the video verification. Whenever you enter the Google Business Profile, it tells you if it needs something. For example, in this case, it's telling us in big letters that it needs to get verified. So if you're not working with us, it's perfectly fine. You'll still have access to the Google Business Profile. So you'll be able to tell right away if you need to do any changes.
So you're supposed to be sending that access to that email I sent you too, right? Both of them will have access to it?
That's absolutely correct. Let me confirm the email with you. Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you an invite, okay? Give me 1 second. And then if you accept it right now, you will actually be able to go directly to the Google Business Profile, okay? Give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. So this is the one you sent me, Malik djohnson04@gmail.com, okay? Perfect. So I just sent the invitation to that email. You're going to see that it's basically a Google invitation, and it should have my name, Ivan, on there, since I'm the one that's sending you the invite, okay? Sorry about that. So, again, as soon as you get the email, I believe maybe it's already on there. If you're not driving, then we can go ahead and basically go over it. For example, you could accept it, and you could see how it asks you to complete the video verification. Did you receive the email by any chance?
Yes, I'm going through the room.
Okay, perfect.
I'm in it.
Perfect. So if you accepted it, it should transfer you to another screen where it says your business on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do see that, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and on that same screen, right, if you might need to lower the screen a little bit, but it will say...
Why are some of these pending?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Some of these are pending.
Not too sure what you're referring to with pending, I'm sorry?
Post pictures.
Okay, yes, there's some posts that are pending. For example,
for what?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. That's what I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. You're saying that there is the posts are delayed. I'm sorry.
It says your photos won't be visible to customers until you're verified.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. So right where it says there that needs to be verified, that's what we're running to, right? Now, it should already show on Google, meaning that it shouldn't have been removed from Google Maps. Now, I want to go ahead and make sure that you're seeing the same thing. You're on the Google Business Profile that has 3 Google reviews?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So if you see, right, it shows you there where it has a little button where it says Get Verified?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's that simple, right? Whenever you go onto the Google Business Profile, it's going to tell you if it needs a verification. Again, this is not something that happens on a regular basis. I would say maybe it might happen one every 2 years, couple of years, right? So if it's done correctly, everything should be fine, okay?
Does it have to be done where your address is stated?
Let me double check. If your address is private, then it wouldn't... Give me 1 second. It should be hidden.
You could take the video anywhere, right? Say if I went to a parking lot and just made a video, it would be easy, right? There's more space.
There is more space. You're definitely right about that. But I would highly recommend to do it at a home because it looks like the address is hidden, right? So your physical address won't be showing. And this video that you're going to be doing is only for Google's eyes. We actually won't even be able to see it. Or your customers, nobody else.
Yeah,
that Anthony did last time.
Yeah, no, he did it at my house. So does it have to be at my house again, or can we just make a video of the equipment and stuff?
No, I would say to go ahead and do it at your home. I would say it's the safest because you don't want it to get worse than it is already, right? So if you do it, let's say, at a parking lot and they don't like the video, what if it gets suspended, right? So I would say that it would be best to do it the same way as before since it was granted access and verification. I say we keep everything the same.
So what happened this time? I'm so confused on why we got to do it so soon.
It's basically, I would say it's the changes that we're making because it says some of the edits that we made aren't aren't visible yet, right? So usually that happens when we're making changes to the Google Business Profile. There are times where Google says, you know what, you did maybe 5 changes this month, this week. We find it, you know, a little alerting. Can you go ahead and just verify that it is you and that it's not somebody else, right? So it's just basically them. I would say it's more of a security. Yeah, I would say it's more for security reasons.
All right.
Okay, awesome. So I have everything here again, right? Again, I've already made it clear that there won't be no charges beyond the 30th. I will be giving you a call before then just to hopefully see if you did the video verification. That way you can just push those posts to go live, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you have any questions or concerns, just feel free to give us a call back, and we will definitely go ahead and help.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Anthony. I hope you have a good – I'm sorry, Malik. Have a good day.
You too.